This is Marketplace Money from APM. We often talk about creating a budget on this show, figuring out your monthly income, expenses, what you want to set aside for retirement, emergencies, and, you know, fun. But if you don't have a lot of money coming in, the whole exercise can feel overwhelming, maybe even pointless. To be blunt, how do you budget when you're broke? That's what Kristen Wong wrote about for the website Lifehacker, where she's a personal finance blogger. Welcome to Marketplace Money.
Hi, thank you.
I think a lot of people might sit there and think, well, wait a minute, if I don't have a lot of money, does it matter if I actually put together a written down or online budget? What would you say to them?
Well, it is really hard because a lot of the traditional budgeting methods are like the 80-20 method, 60-30, 60-40, or whatever the numbers are. A lot of the traditional budgeting methods don't really work when you don't have a lot of money because, you know, you can barely afford to pay your bills. So how are you supposed to allocate a certain amount to your bills and a certain amount to this and that? What helped me when I was broke was focusing less on a budget and more of just a plan.
So let's back up. If you're in a situation where you don't have a lot of money coming in, what do you prioritize first?
The first thing, what I think a lot of personal finance experts kind of unanimously agree on, is that you should have an emergency fund. I mean, even when you have debts. And from my own experience, having an emergency fund was pretty crucial. You know, give yourself a little breathing room in your budget, because if you don't, you kind of risk blowing it. And then just focus on paying off the debts.
You mentioned your own situation. Tell me that story. What happened?
When I was in college, I had to pay for my own college. You know, I got some financial help. I took out a loan. But for the most part, I had to work a couple of jobs and pay for school and stuff like that. And when I finished school, I had student loan debt and I had a little bit of consumer debt. So I just really wanted, I had no money and I just really wanted to pay that off as quickly as possible. So I had a job at the time where I was making, you know, $10 an hour, just like my college job.
So what'd you do?
You know, everybody talks about Dave Ramsey's snowball method, and it works. And I think a lot of those, it's a universal personal finance tenet that kind of works. You know, there are certain things, live below your means. I've set up an emergency fund. That was a huge lesson for me, because at first I was like, I'm just going to pay off these debts. I'm not going to budget any room for fun. And I'm going to just do it. And it just doesn't work realistically that way, because eventually you want to give in to eating out.
Temptation, or, whatever
yeah,
that is.
Or buying something that's not rice and beans or whatever, you know?
You wrote about two different ways to approach debt, one called the snowball method and one called the avalanche. Explain those to me.
The snowball method is kind of just based on your mindset. So you're paying off your smallest debts first, because we kind of wrote about this in the article about how when you set smaller milestones for yourself, it helps you achieve your greater goal faster and better. And I think that's kind of how the debt snowball method works. And then the other method is just the practical method, which is pay off the ones that have the highest interest rates. Because if you do the math on both of those, then the latter method is going to work, is going to save you the most money, because you're saving money on those interest rates. You're not paying the extra money in the interest.
You targeted this really toward young people, and there are some other things that are in here that I thought were really interesting, which were sort of ways to earn a little extra money, selling your stuff, finding a side gig, asking for a raise. What kind of feedback did you get from commenters when you put this article out there?
When anytime you put any kind of advice that can't apply to everybody, people are going to say, that doesn't apply to me. And I totally get that, because I do the same thing and I've done the same thing. What I've noticed the common thread is in these get out of debt, overcome my obstacles kind of stories, the common thread is that they take control of their financial situation. And that doesn't mean that they're like suddenly able to pay all of their bills and like somehow the money starts flowing in. It just means whatever their situation is, however unsettling their financial situation is, they vow to do something about it and stop saying, well, there's nothing I can do. And there might not be a lot of opportunities available, but I think that's all the more reason to focus on them than focus on what you can't do.
You also talk about the power of negotiating. Give me a couple of examples where people can negotiate some of their bills down.
I feel like I negotiate my bills every month. It's just sometimes they just increase for like the most inane or random reasons. And actually, an article I read recently was your car insurance, if you or any insurance, really, if you don't shop around, it's called price optimization. If you don't shop around, they actually charge you more because they know you're not keeping your options open.
Looking back now, sort of from where you are, mm-hmm. do you feel like you have control over your money?
Yes. And, you know, I was laid off last year, and that has always been my biggest fear, is I've been poor, and I never want to go back to being poor again, and it terrifies me. And I used to be really driven by that fear, and I think that just goes back to just me being in control, and it was a really great feeling, because I haven't always felt in control of my finances, and I don't feel in control of many things, so that was a pretty amazing feeling.
And yet it sounds like you were able to put together a tool that gives people some degree of agency, maybe, over their own finances?
I hope so. And going back to the control thing, I mean, I know there's only so much a lot of these people can do, and it's such a struggle. But I think going back to those universal tenets of personal finance that have just been tried and true and work and proven to work, I think that is taking a step in the right direction of gaining control.
Kristen Wong is a personal finance blogger for Lifehacker. Thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.